Moose Jaw, City Council has adopted an official major event sponsorship policy to ensure it has consistent and clear guidelines to assist with decision-making processes when handling requests from community groups. Council unanimously adopted the document during its December 16 Executive Committee meeting, although it becomes official when members approve the meeting minutes at a future regular meeting. The main goal of implementing this policy is to establish guidelines to help council provide financial and/or in-kind contributions, up to $10,000, to qualifying organizations in Moose Jaw or within the region, a council report said. Organizations or groups may submit requests before they consider other funding options that may be available, while requests are only eligible if groups have not received assistance for the same purpose under other city programs or policies. The document continued. The municipality has conducted its current process for addressing major event sponsorship requests on an ad hoc basis. According to the report, some important considerations that the new policy addresses include. The policy ensures the sponsorships align with the city's values and avoids sponsorships with entities whose goals or practices may conflict with the municipality's reputation. Criteria for sponsorship selection. Sponsors are expected to have a positive public image or reputation, act ethically, and have integrity. Sponsors should have financial stability and viability to fulfill commitments without risk to the city. The policy defines a fair and transparent process for evaluating requests. The types of sponsorships the policy will help include financial support and in-kind support with donations and/or services. Benefits to the community, sponsors and/or organizations. The City of Moose Jaw recognizes the benefits the community receives in supporting the hosting of major events, the report added. Assisting organizations by securing valuable support, enhancing visibility and building strategic partnerships contributes to the overall well-being of the city. City Manager Maurice Carmichael told Council that this policy will help city administration track the work its employees are doing since they must sometimes close streets to accommodate smaller events happening in the community. Therefore, administration wants Council to be aware of what crews are doing when requests come to the table. Also, if City Hall receives sponsorship inquiries with financial requests over $10,000, administration will bring a report to Council for official approval, she continued. Typically, though, the city provides in-kind funding and not just hard cash. Carmichael added that during her 18 months as city manager, City Hall has received sponsorship requests from the Shriners, the 2025 World Men's Curling Championship, and other activities at the events center. It's a great policy to have, said Cown. Jamie Logan. This is a policy that many residents will likely say is long overdue, while the document helps simplify requests and gives council clear guidelines with no gray areas, he continued. Also, everyone who comes to council chambers with a request will have the same opportunity. The next executive committee meeting is Monday, January 13, 2025. Editor's note: this article has been corrected to fix a grammar issue.